Let us bring in Adam Copeland. Adam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. I was thinking coming in this morning that you were kind of the oracle yesterday. You were talking Austin Slater to me, and you were saying he's got to put the ball in the air, even with the right field approach. And he put the ball in the air. He hit one out to right field. It was a pretty good ball game, I thought, top to bottom, except for that, what was it, the sixth inning? Things got a little funky there. Overall, though, I thought it was a pretty fun game yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they did what they had to do, and they match up with the Dodgers. And Adam, he's got the lefties loaded today. Gausman will go as far as he can. And then, believe me, the parade of lefties will start coming in against the Dodgers, and that's the ticket. And last night, Watson got a big out with Muncy, but then it was Rogers and Gott that got it done. And I thought Cueto was just fabulous, and he had these guys off balance.
Yeah, Cueto was fantastic. Back-to-back starts here, or starters for the Giants, are going to be really fun to watch. I think Gausman is an interesting case because we're kind of seeing what he's doing in rehabilitating his career, and that his velocity is way up. We've seen him have a couple of pretty good outings. He's really enticing to me, but Johnny Cueto, masterful yesterday. You talked about how he had 300. It was his 300th start. I think he's the eighth Dominican pitcher to do that. Fantastic, and I would have liked to see him go a little longer. I know a no-hitter, you can't really start talking about it until you get through the sixth, but it was kind of a bummer the way it ended last night. You don't want to see it go down the way it did, but I thought he was incredible. I'm loving what a guy can do when he doesn't have velocity like he used to, because he was a high 90s guy, and now he's using the movement, he uses the stutter step, he uses the shimmy, and he's a blast to watch pitch for anybody who's a big baseball fan.
Yeah, it keeps you off balance, and that's what Gausman has got to do today with the changeup. He's got to have that changeup working, because the fastball is good enough, but he's got to have you looking for that fastball and then on that front foot for the changeup. You know, it's funny, Cueto, of course, we think about this all the time in the modern era of baseball. The guy goes six no-hit innings. Are you going to leave him in there? I think the manager's almost praying, just give up a single, will you, and get out of the game.
Yeah, because it's the extra pressure from guys like us, right? Because then we start wondering, how many pitches would you let him go? And that was what was so great about Bruce Bochy. And with the great pitching staffs he had in San Francisco was, you know, when did Tim Lincecum throw his first no-hitter on? 148 pitches or something like that, 145 pitches?
Yeah.
Dusty Baker or Felipe Alou used to let guys go for a long time. I remember Jason Schmidt having a couple of 130-pitch outings. LeVon Hernandez was that way, would throw a lot. But, it's an extra added pressure, I think, on the manager, because nobody wants to pull a guy out of a no-hitter, but sometimes you got to protect a guy. And I thought he was efficient, though. I thought last night Johnny Cueto had hadn't thrown that many pitches. I think he was only at 65 or something through five. So he had been pretty effective and was cruising because he was putting he's throwing strikes. When you throw strikes, you let the guys put the ball in play. So, but that's the Giants' defense right now in 2020, right?
Yep, total command. They needed it. They played and we were hoping for a solid game all around, other than the Pence miscue. In the outfield, they did play a pretty solid game, a couple of walks and the home run. Joining us now is Mark Simon. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Love having him on during the season. Mark, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Very glad to have you on today. Pitching matchup today, and I guess it's a good segue into it with Kevin Gausman. Today, he's got a lot of strikeouts, 13 and two-thirds innings, 17 strikeouts, against Walker Buehler, who uncharacteristically gave up three homers to the Padres in his last start, and basically the only hits he gave up were the home runs. So what do you see today, Kevin Gausman and Walker Buehler?
All right, so Cope just kind of stole my thunder, because the first note that I had written down was the average 95.6 on his fastball in his last start. He only had one start with that high of velo last year out of the 19 starts that he had. He's looked good. The rate of swings and misses against both the fastball and the splitter changeup are very good, 12 out of 35 against the fastball in the last two starts, or in the two starts. It's like a third, and then half against the changeup splitter. That's very good. The one thing on him that's been evident in the first two games is the value of strike one. This year, after a 1-0 count, opposing hitters are 6 for 17 against him with three doubles and a home run. After an 0-1 count, they're 4 for 26. And normally you see a big split. for a guy like that. That's pretty stark. The problem is that in order for him to throw a first pitch strike, he's got to throw it by someone, and hitters have been jumping on him on the first pitch so far. 7-13, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer. So most of the damage this year, he's got to just be careful where he locates it, but yet he's still got to, he's got to get the strike too. With Buehler, he has he had the home runs. None of the home runs were on his fastball, though. One was on a curve, one was on a cutter, one was on a slider. Last year, he only allowed 7 home runs on those pitches in total the whole season, and he's already given up the 3. He has one of the best four-seamers in the game, right up there with Gerrit Cole, Jack Flaherty. Opponents hitting about 200 against it. So look out for that today, certainly. That's my things to watch on each guy.
Adam, go ahead.
Well, my concern with Walker Buehler is that he's a guy, as you said, he's giving up home runs off of his off-speed pitches, and when he can get those going, he's a guy who we saw sort of look like Tim Lincecum, I felt like, for the last couple of years here. He's been a phenomenal starter. Giants got to get on him early. He has not pitched deep into a ball game yet this year, hasn't thrown 80 pitches yet in the game. But your thoughts on Walker Buehler's ineffectiveness, Mark?
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I saw that. I don't know that I put a lot of stock into 2 starts at this point. So I guess I would say I'll give it another before I weigh in. Like, he's a very popular Cy Young pick in this year's like predictions, even in a shortened season. So I'll give it another on him before I start casting judgments, because he's basically pitched the equivalent of, what, 1 game so far. I would be shocked if a month from now, 6 more starts from now, he had an ERA in the 4s or the 5s. That guy's too good.
Hey, Mark Simon with us. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark, of course, with Sports Info Solutions, and John and Dave, love the stuff that you send. On Gausman, a couple of things that, Adam, I haven't given you the expose on Gausman yet. For
today. I need it, Marty. I need my breakdown. I'll get my day started so Marty brings the pitching matchup down for me. Yeah.
Lefties, 10 for 25 against him. Righties, 7 for 31. And as Mark accurately pointed out, the first pitch, 7 for 13. First time through, 5 for 25. Second time through, 9 for 24. So, Mark, my question to you is this. For a guy with the stuff that Gausman has, the fastball, why are lefties hitting him 10 for 25?
I don't know that I have necessarily an answer for that, other than that just he doesn't necessarily completely blow you away. Like, I'm watching DeGrom right now, and when DeGrom's throwing 98, 99, it looks pretty easy, and he's just throwing it right by guys. It's a 95, but it's come off a couple miles an hour the last couple of years. I don't know that it has the same kind of, full throng zip, and lefty probably gets a pretty good look at it. So I guess that would be my educated guess on that one.
All right. So what does he do? Because the first pitch, 7 for 13, more changeups first pitch and not be predictable?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, and I don't know what the answer is, because if he throws the first pitch ball, he's in trouble, because then he kind of has to throw the fastball, get it over the plate, and then he becomes more hittable. So I guess I would say locate the fastball to the corners a little bit better than he's been doing on the first pitch, or hope for that.
All right. Adam, go ahead. Location. I got it.
Mark, we were talking about right before you came on. We were talking about Cueto yesterday and the defensive woes for the Giants. That's been a topic, I think, for everybody all season long so far. They're leading the National League. Can you sell me on anything they're doing well? Is the Giants' defense doing anything well right now?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. I know that people will scoff and laugh and say, "What are you talking about?" Because it's been so bad. So the way that our stats work now, we kind of change the way that we do infield, where it's broken up into pieces, where we can see range, we can see throwing, and we can see how the guy was positioned. Like, was the guy positioned close to where the ball was hit? And right now, the Giants and Twins are the 2 teams for infielders who rank best in positioning their guys close to where the ball is being hit. So it's not, I don't know, Wotus and Correa and, the staff's fault that they're not getting outs. It's on the players. I mean, frankly, if you put Wilmer Flores out there, you're going to get what you're going to get from him. But they are I guess you would say they are putting guys in the right spots, and now it's up to them to just make the plays.
All right, and the pitcher to make the right pitch to hit it in the right spot.
It's absolutely.
You know, Adam and Mark, I'll say this before we break. It's interesting that he said that because I feel that there are more takeaways this year than balls going through the hole. And you see so many balls hit up the middle, and all of a sudden there's Crawford standing right there, Dubon or Solano, and then they get out of the inning. So that's a good point. So the shift may not be as beautiful as everyone would like it to be, but they're close to the right spot, and it's based on a lot of information. As Mike and Dwayne and everyone has talked about, Dave and John, it's here to stay. All right, very good. Mark, stay with us. Adam, of course, we've got more questions for Mark. We'll take a break and come back with Mark Simon right after this. All right, we've got the conclusion of this three-game series and the seven games today, all tied up 3-3, and the series at 1-1. Mark Simon joins us from Sports Info Solutions. Adam Copeland here as well. Adam, go ahead. Mark is with us. I know we've got a lot of good questions for him.
Well, Mark, I want to talk about the batting averages. Donovan Solano in particular. Marty and I were talking about him yesterday, off to the best 15-game start for a Giant since, like, Willie Mays. He's up there with Willie Mays. So what can you tell us about Donovan Solano, what he's been doing, and his place in Giants history?
All right, so two aspects. One is, like, the how he's doing it. And I think the best thing that you could say about him is that he's picked up where he left off last year with all the line drives that he was hitting. If you lowered the minimums, he was one of the best line drive hitters in baseball last season. That's continued this season. He's in like the top six or seven right now. So these aren't undeserved hits. Like, if you could make a case probably that a couple of them are, but it's not like he should be hitting like 250. He should probably be hitting like, you know, 350. So that, for one, is impressive. And he seems to have, I guess, honed his swing to the point where he can make something like that a norm for him over an extended period of time. So the historical aspect to this was, I wanted to find like a start to the season that rivaled or bettered Solano's. And where else are you going to go but Willie Mays for something like this? And I'm looking at my screen right now. The 1964 season, Willie Mays in his first 15 games had 29 hits, 10 home runs, 25 RBIs, hit .468, OPS 1500. It's one of the greatest starts. It continued for another like 8 or 9 days. Through 22 games, he was at .478 with an 1,000 slugging and 13 home runs in 22 games. There was an article in the AP that day that said that Jackie Robinson says that that Willie Mays can hit .400 in a season. He didn't. He had arguably his best or second best season of his career, one of his top two or three. He wound up hitting in the high 290s. So he came down quite a bit, but it was a heck of a season. 47 homers, 111 RBIs. You get 52 the next year. It was quite the run. It just goes to show you though, that you can be impressed by Donovan Solano, but you put him against the all-time legend of legends, and he kind of looks pretty small.
Well, he doesn't have the power that Willie had.
Right.
Of course, Willie had a good few weeks there. 64, another interesting season at Giants baseball. I just couldn't get it done. But I want to ask you this. What is Donovan Solano's BABIP for balls? What's his batting average for baseballs put in play? Because if he doesn't strike out and puts the ball in play, what's he hitting?
Something like .550. I had that in front of me a second ago. I don't remember what the exact was, but it was in like the .550 range, which is unheard of. Like, nobody does that. But you can do, like, different hitters have different norms. Like, some guys are like 340, 350 norms, like an H-Row or someone that's an elite kind of hitter. You'll find guys that are 320, 330 guys. So it... Admittedly, it's a little strange for a guy to suddenly become that in the middle of his career, but at least at this point, he's establishing a norm for himself over last year and now into this season that he can hit a little bit.
Mark, you think we're going to what do we think the average? What are we, a month in now, or 3.5, 4 weeks in now? What do we think the averages are going to look like? The ERAs are going to look like? What's going to win the 2020 batting title? What kind of numbers do you think this year?
I'm thinking like a 363. Someone's going to hit 360, 370 probably. You would hope that the major league numbers settle in a little bit more than they are right now. We're looking at like 230, 231 at something that's typically like 250. But teams have been doing a better job of fielding ground balls. There's still a lot of strikeouts. And there's a lot of home runs now. It seems like everyone's swinging for the fences. But I think someone's going to hit 360, 370. I don't think someone's going to hit 400. I think the season's long enough that it makes doing something like that very difficult.
You know, it's funny, though. I was looking at the numbers the other day of the team batting average. I think the Giants were hitting like 250. And I said, boy, that's not very good. And then all of a sudden I looked at the league, and I got the third in the league. You know, yep. in batting average, what happened here? Why are people not hitting?
There were a lot of theories on this that I'm seeing floated around. One is that, like, that people aren't able to get their video work in like they were previously because of the new rules in baseball about video work during games. Like, you can't go back and take looks the same way that you did. The hitters are behind the pitchers, certainly is one. If you watch the beginning of the season with Acuna and Yelich and a couple of other guys of the superstar variety, they were late on pitches. Their timing wasn't good. Pete Alonso seemed to have that as an issue for about the first 10 games of the year. There, as I said, there are a lot of theories. I think people are swinging for the fences. That seems to be a big thing because the defenses are getting better at putting guys in the right spots to get outs. The ground ball out rate is up from last year, a couple of percentage points. That's going to chop away at batting average. So there's a bunch of things in play there.
Marty and I think we're in agreement that for the most part, and I know you mentioned the defense and the Giants are maybe an outlier in that conversation, but for the most part, baseball feels pretty good as far as the quality of play goes. Outside of the, you know, a lot of early pitching changes because guys are getting ramped up, it seems to me like baseball is baseball. It's okay with how the product is on the field, I think.
Yeah, in terms of defense and things of that sort, I wish that there was less swinging for the fences and that the 230s were 250s. But in terms of defensive play, I like the Cubs were looking very good. The Dodgers have looked very good. The Indians have looked very good in the field so far. There are a number of teams that have been pretty good.
You know, Mark, I look at, before we go into a great Giant-Dodger game, I always like when you pick up a good one from the past. Shane Bieber, there are two or three, Trevor Bauer, Sonny Gray. There are a few pitchers out there that if I asked you who's the best pitcher in baseball right now, who would you say? Or give me a range of a couple.
I would want to say Jacob DeGrom, but he's given up a couple of runs in each of his three starts.
That's your guy. You're going to live and die with DeGrom, Mark. You know that.
Yeah. Well, when Flaherty comes back, he's really good. He's close to elite. Bieber, I think, is certainly there. We'll see. Sure, Strasburg today made his debut for a couple of innings and then got crushed. I would still take him in the top couple of guys on my list. But a lot of these guys are dropping like flies. Like, there's no Verlander to choose from. Soroka getting hurt. Right now, if you said like Shane Bieber is going to win the Cy Young, I wouldn't be that surprised if that happened. That would make sense to me.
All right.
You know who's been impressive is Frankie Montas over in Oakland, coming off of the suspension last year. He was one of the best right-handers in the American League, I felt like, before he got suspended last season, and he's just kind of picked up where he left off.
Yeah, and they're rolling too right now. They're looking like a team that's going to beat the Astros by a good 6 to 8 games at this point.
Yeah,
boy, you look at. Let's go back a little bit in history. Giants, Dodgers. I know you always like to come up with something to talk about this amazing rivalry.
Yeah. So, all right. So this is pretty crazy. I like this. On this date in 1951, the Giants and Dodgers played a 9-inning game in which the two teams combined to walk 24 batters. 2-4. The Dodgers walked 15 and struck out 2 and won the game. Wes Westrum walked, I think it was like 4 times, but then the one time he hit the ball, he hit into a game-ending double play. And the starting pitcher in the game for the Dodgers, I thought that was the best part, it was, of course, Ralph Branca, 5 walks.
Wow. What happened? 24. I mean, that's a lot of walks.
24 walks.
How many did the Giants leave on base?
A lot.
A lot.
We have a time of game.
Can we get Paul here for a second? Yeah. Look. What's that?
I said I was looking for a time of game. That thing must have been like,
yeah,
6 hours
long.
Yeah,
give me one second. As Marty knows, just give me a second to look it up, and I can punch it on my screen here. There it is. It was a 7-6 final score, part of a doubleheader. Clyde King was the winning pitcher, later became Yankee manager.
Yeah,
oh, no, wait. I think that's the other game in the doubleheader. Hang on. Whoops. Sorry, I clicked on the wrong one.
Clyde King managed the Giants as well, not very happily either. They ran him out of town.
August 9th, the final score was 6-5. Time of game, 3 hours, 30 minutes. An umpire, I don't know, Artie Gore. There were 7 strikeouts and 24 walks. Well, apparently Mr. Gore didn't have anywhere to go.
I wonder how Vince Scully handled that one, how many stories he had to tell in that one. We've only got a couple of minutes left here. But, you know, this expanded playoff thing and the number of losses, Giants have 9 losses, and looking at all the teams in baseball, boy, you look at Washington, the Mets, the Giants, they're someone's going to sneak in there with a good pitching staff and really scare a number one or two seed.
Yeah, and I'll say right now it's not going to be the Marlins, even though they're 7-2. I'm saying they will not make the playoffs.
Really? Well, the Giants activated Harleen the Marlin. Now he's Harleen the Giant. They've got a load of lefties, Mark. I think you'll see the lefty parade today against the Dodgers.
Cool.
All right. Hey, great to have you on as always, and look forward to chatting with you next week. A's and Giants next week, and we should see Lizardo, I think, over the weekend, so we'll see.
Great. Thanks, Marty. Thanks,
right,
Adam.
Thank you. Boy, Adam, what a weekend, huh? This is going to be fun today.
Yeah, I'm excited. Chance to win the series, and then you gotta get after the Astros after that. They did not start the road trip the way you wanted, but Johnny Cueto, good one yesterday, and a chance to win the series today with Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, you hope the Astros get into a long, protracted game today, and Giants go in there and do some damage. And, you know, just stay close. Let's hope everyone stays healthy. As Gordon Whitmire said, that's the key to everything, is keeping everyone healthy. Interesting having him on. He gave us the perspective of the middle of the country, and he's pretty nervous. But have a great week, and love having you on with us, and talk to you next weekend.
They can hit, Marty. Let's go get a W. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. All right. More coming up. Our Giants Into the Booth is coming up next right here in the Sports Leader.